Here's today's top story. So I guess President-elect Donald Trump called Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel sometime last week to cordially talk business, government, immigration, and, of course, Trump's plan to fix violence in a week. Oh, wait, that didn't come up? No. Surprising. I wonder what that conversation sounded like.
Sad.
Nope, let me finish, Donald.
Sad.
No, please, you had your turn.
Sad.
Both of my impressions in one there. Got a long way to go. And the two-man show, the two-man Rahm Emanuel Donald Trump play that I'm working on called
Sad.
Nope, let me finish. Trump also selected Dr. Ben Carson as his nominee for Housing and Urban Development Secretary. Then Dr. Carson took out his stethoscope and put some rubbing alcohol on mixed-income public housing because he's a doctor. Food trucks were struck a blow as a judge upheld the weird rule that food trucks can't be within 200 feet of existing brick-and-mortar restaurants. This, of course, has been a long-standing rule specifically to Chicago. When asked about the ruling, the regular Chicagoan said, you know what, that's not a thing. I'm not picking a truck over a restaurant because it's parked near it. That's ludicrous and, frankly, just a way that the restaurant lobby is keeping food trucks down. Wow. Thank you, Chicagoan. Regular Chicagoan. Wow, that's so nice. Not me. That was a regular Chicagoan. The Edens was shut down for more than 3 hours today as authorities investigated another shooting. 47 on area expressways this year. That's 10 more than usual. Seriously, we can limit cell phone service in stores and buildings that don't want it, but there's no technology to put safety on guns when they're moving more than 55 miles per hour. Think about it, startup community. I just gave you an easy one. Or at least lawmakers, aldermen, extra 5 years if shooting happened on an expressway. You double construction zone fines. There's already precedent, right? God, I'm just like an idea machine here, making everybody's dreams come true. Several forecasts are out saying that the Chicago housing market will be one of the weakest in the country in 2017. Some saying that the market will lag behind other comparable markets by as much as 25%. Or you could just wait till tomorrow. Guaranteed headline, Chicago market hottest in years. Housing media, the worst ADD. Pay attention. Amazon looks to be expanding into the grocery business. Yep, they want to open stores, Amazon Go grocery stores in 2017. I just hope it comes with a guy who follows Amazon Go around and steals packages. So you go, you buy the peanut butter, and then on the way to the car, the guy just steals it. It just wouldn't be an Amazon experience without it. Also, you buy your groceries, and then you get them 5 or 7 days later. You just keep going here. In weather tonight, you feel that? That's the next 4 months. Winter, it's here. The snowstorm yesterday was actually the biggest December snowstorm since 2005. So maybe all that recycling, it's saving the planet. No more climate change. Oh, really? No? Still there? Okay, well, just wondering aloud. In sports, well, looky, looky, looky what we have here. A Bears 26-6 win over the 49ers at home. The Bears did themselves no favors, winning when they should have tanked the game for draft position. But pay no mind, the Bears were able to get a decisive win in the snow like it was a late December playoff game. Except that the Bears didn't complete a pass until 2 minutes to go in the first half. Yeah. The defense was pretty darn good against one of the worst offenses in football. The 49ers passed for under 10 yards. What? Colin Kaepernick was benched during the game, insert kneeling joke here, and the Bears were able to add a late-game safety against backup Blaine Gabbert. Jordan Howard rushed for 3 touchdowns, and Matt Barkley played himself into consideration as a backup for next year's starter, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson. Please? The Lions handled the Saints on the road, so they look to be a lock for the NFC North title. Also in football, Cam Newton was benched to start the game last night because he didn't wear a tie on the bus to the game. He said he had the tie, he just forgot the shirt. There's got to be an investigative reporter in Charlotte somewhere who can figure out where he forgot it. My guess, the strip club. My second guess, an after-hour party where he spilled vodka sauce all over it because he loves pasta so much. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. The Bulls host the Portland Trailblazers tonight without the services of Rajon Rondo, who was suspended for, quote, activities detrimental to the team. What, he didn't have a shirt either? No, he argued with an assistant coach and then threw a towel at him. Wait, did he throw it or did he snap it? Throw it, it's disrespectful. Snap it? Locker room shenanigans. The Hawks lost to the Jets last night, but still no word on whether Jonathan Taves will be back on the ice. He's got a back injury, which I guess is better than upper body injury. Hockey moving into the 21st century. Winter meetings, Cubs inquiring into Royals closer Wade Davis, but they show no interest in Aroldis, the rent-a-player Chapman. And the Sox are said to be speeding up negotiations over Chris Sale. They want a lot in return. Will they get it? They should get something, because every time I see Chris Sale pitch, I'm like, that arm is going to fall off. So weird. And finally, the Cubs jacked up season tickets by 25% in some cases, which is not really news. They've been doing that for decades. But at least this time, it was after they won. This time, and only this time, it's justified. They should also jack up the concessions, merchandise, and pitchers with Ronnie Woo-Woo. Ronnie Woo was 5, woo, now 15, woo. Just slide your credit card here, woo-hoo-hoo. That's the carryout for December 5th, 2016. Hey, we can't help it. We're peppermint crazy here. Who wants peppermint bark? Peppermint sandwiches? Anyone interested in peppermint ramen? Mmm, spicy.